Yeah, so I suppose, in order to kind of avoid talking too much about political stuff, because that's always a horrible kind of hole to fall into, I think I might just talk a little bit about just kind of podcasts and things like that, because that's always really, really interesting. Like the one podcast that I was telling you about is the Joe Rogan Experience, which is it's I don't know, I find it kind of fascinating. Like, there is an argument to be made that he does bring too many, that he kind of gives voice to people that have kind of views that are a bit problematic, you know, to use that word. I don't know. I'm not sure about using the word problematic too much, but like, you know, people like what's his name? Well, who's that conspiracy? Would that conspiracy theorist on the internet, that, you know, InfoWars, that guy, what's his name? I can't believe it. I've completely forgotten. It'll come to me. But yeah, no, it's like, you know, people like him, and even like he had Milo Yiannopoulos on a few times. Like, Milo Yiannopoulos, obviously, like, really, like, has, you know, like, there's a lot of problems with the stuff that he stands for, at least from a certain perspective. But I don't know, it's there is a case to be made that he's giving voice to these people, and that's not particularly good, because it kind of legitimizes what they're saying. But on the other hand, sometimes I think it is important that perhaps open debate is also allowed, and kind of nurtured between these different groups. Because the thing is, like, I don't know, I personally kind of trust the interview method there, or the debate method there, because, like, you know, because, like, even though Joe Rogan has them on as guests, he'll still kind of point out, like, okay, that thing that you said there, that's completely crazy, or like, that's a stupid idea, or like, what's the, or like, Milo Yiannopoulos, why are you defending pedophilia? What is wrong with you? Another kind of thing. Oh, that was a whole story where, like, it was, I mean, in a way, it was kind of like, it was Milo Yiannopoulos trying to kind of like, because, like, he had encountered abuse as a child, and so, like, in order to kind of take his power back, he was saying, like, no, that's what kind of made me, and all the kind of things. So he's saying, like, it's a good way of nurturing people into the thing. So, like, there was a huge problem with that, and, like, you can see why he was trying to make that case, like, for himself, but, like, yeah, it's not particularly good stuff coming from him. But I don't know, but the thing that I liked was the fact that, like, you can, like in podcasts and in open debates, you can hear that, oh, that is an opinion that people have, that some people have, oh, but I'm also getting to hear, like, what the elements of that idea are, and I can make my own conclusion and go, oh, that doesn't work. That's a bad idea. Or like, oh, there's an economic model that's a lot more conservative. That actually, I don't think works the way that I'd like it to, or whatever. And the kind of, and but I don't know. I think, like, nurturing the kind of freedom of the ideas being passed around might be useful. That being said, I do also agree that there are certain things that really shouldn't be discussed, like shouldn't really be given the time, really, because, like, if you're legitimizing people who genuinely believe in white supremacy, no, how about no? Just like there's no point. There's no point. You're not getting anything. Nobody's getting anything from actually trying to discuss the merits of white supremacy. So, like, that kind of stuff. I think, like, it's a fine line to try and tread, like, between open debate and, like, giving voice to just harmful opinions and ideologies. But anyway, I was trying to not to talk too much. I was trying not to get too political. So let's bring it right back. Podcasts in general, I think, are actually just really good for that, but also just really good just for sharing stuff. Like, there's this one podcast that I've started listening to recently, by this guy Griffin McElroy and his wife Rachel McElroy, and it's just the podcast is just called Wonderful! Exclamation point. And like, the whole thing is just like, hi, I'm Griffin McElroy and I'm Rachel McElroy and this is Wonderful! And it's just so pleasant, like, because the entire show is just them going, like, these are some things that I really like. Like, it's literally just like every show or every episode, they just have, like, each of them picks two things that they really like, and then they just bring them and just talk talk about them. Like, one was like, I really like old book smell. I'm going to talk all about old book smell. These are the chemicals that cause old book smell. And you can find them in this. And that's what the... And it's really, really kind of cool. Apparently, it's like the smell of the paper deteriorating, like all the chemicals that cure the paper and all the ink and all that. That's them kind of like starting to deteriorate. That's what causes musty old book smell. But then it's like really cool because sometimes like one of them was like, I really like farmers markets. And please don't hate me for that. They're just really nice because like we like bring our baby and we've got all this kind of like cool stuff to choose from. And like one of them was like, I really like Halloween. And like, I really like Halloween as a parent who's got a baby because we just get to see all these kids coming up in costumes. Oh, speaking of which, actually, like that was like over Halloween. I stayed at home. Like me and my girlfriend made some food, and we had just like loads of candy to give to kids, and it was so cute. There were all these like tiny kids dressed up as murderers and like ghouls and monsters and stuff. But it was so cute because there's like these tiny like trick or treat like kind of coming up. Like there's this one kid. Like my girlfriend upset him, and I was trying because like he was dressed up as Batman. But the thing is that like, and she was like, oh, where's Robin? But the thing is that like, she said it in the same way that she'd speak to an adult, go like, oh, hey, Batman, where's Robin? But the thing is like, when you're a kid, you don't pick it up as easily. So the kid thought like, it's not Robin, this is Batman. And he got like really upset. I was doing my best to go like, oh yeah, of course you're Batman. Is Robin around? Is he on holiday? Ha 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 ha. Just get out of here. It's like, here's candy, go. It's like, just take candy and go. I'm sorry. Like the parents looking at me like, stop talking to our child. Just give us the food so we can go. Like, and like all this other stuff. Like there's like one kid. It was actually really creepy. Like there's this one kid that turned up on his own, and he just like, he had like the Scream mask on and all this kind of stuff, but it's like, where are your parents? Where are the other kids? Are you actually gonna kill us? Like, I'm not sure, because that's really creepy. Just like this kid turning up like, trick or treat. Maybe it was the deep voice. Maybe that was the problem. Like I should have noticed that, like, maybe the deep voice and the real knife that it was holding and all the blood, like that might have been a clue as to it wasn't a real kid. Maybe, yeah, no, Halloween podcasts. Wonderful. It's a wonderful podcast. It's really, really fun. There's a good few. There's this other one that I really, really like called Last Podcast on the Left, where they just like, it's basically just like a podcast for like all the kind of creepy, weird stuff that there is out in the world. Like they discuss like famous hauntings and like conspiracy theories, obviously UFOs and like, even like serial killers and stuff. They'll just like give you a breakdown of like, this is the history of this thing, and that's what this is like, and they're all comedians as well. So like, it's like there's this one guy who's absolutely mad, where he actually believes in like hollow moon theory, but he'll still like joke about himself being a lunatic, like because he like believes in hollow moon theory. But like, there's even an episode that's just called Henry Shouts at Lucas for 30 Minutes About Aliens. And like, it's just like this one guy like shouting about all of his like conspiracy theories and stuff like that, while he's still hilarious, but it's just like, it's so funny. But it's really, really cool because like, it just gives you cool like detailed accounts of like all the kind of weird like spiritual, occult, like demonic stuff that people have done through the years and all that kind of stuff, as well as like hauntings and things like that. It's really, really cool because like, both you learn about it, like their episodes on serial killers are like, it's so detailed, like it's kind of creepy. I know so much about serial killers at this stage, but it's fascinating, just like how like there were people that just like, there was just something broken in them that just kind of caused them to like this, that they just like, that's what they turned into, and these were their methods and stuff like that. And it's so weird. It's fascinating to listen to, but you know, sometimes I prefer to just listen to wonderful, like have a nice cup of hot chocolate instead of learning about serial killers. But it's really interesting. Like podcasts, I think, are like a really, really good way of like learning stuff. Like Radio Lab. I don't know if you guys listen to Radio Lab. Like it's really, really good. You get like an hour or like an hour and a half episode that's just like a long it's basically like a mini documentary or like an audio documentary on like a particular subject and stuff. Like there's this one thing where it was talking about voting, and it was showing like the different points through history where like a single vote made a huge difference and all that kind of stuff. And it's really, really interesting. Where there was one, it was one actually about women's rights in America, where like back in the day, like I think it was, there were like, yeah, I think it was like there were informal votes to see if a woman's vote should count or something like that. And then like in the like community votes that were taken, like there was one person who switched their vote on behalf of their mother. Like it was exactly, because like there weren't women voting in the votes, in the, like there weren't actually any women voting because like they couldn't vote, but this was to see if women should be allowed to vote. And they were kind of neck and neck, the two opposing sides. But then there was one guy who had been voting no, and like he'd received a letter from his mother the night before that was just like, this is what I think. Either way, I'm really proud of you, son. Oh, this is like a really nice letter. But like because he got that, he switched his vote to yes, women should be able to vote, and then that just like that like tipped the balance in the right direction, and like that's what allowed it. That's kind of cool.